Thanks for listening to the Best Advice Show. This is part 5 of our week-long series on bystander intervention training. With the help of Dax Valdez from Hollaback, we've been going through the 5 D's of bystander intervention.
Distract, delegate, document, delay, direct.
5 actionable steps we can take out in the world if and when we see someone being harassed. And it's this final D, direct, that to me seems the most daunting.
So direct is that this is like the one that everybody thinks about when they think about bystander intervention, right? So you are setting the boundary about what you want that person to do. Hey, stop talking to her that way. That's not cool. And then that engagement is over. And then you turn and you focus on the person who is experiencing that conflict. And then you get them out of there, get them to where they need to feel safe. So, you know, if it's something that's happening on the street, hey, man, why don't you back off, stop yelling and stop throwing things at her. And then I don't need to give that person any more attention. Then I would turn to the woman. I was like, hey, let's get out of here. Let's go for a few blocks and make sure that you are all taken care of. And direct can get tricky because the person who is doing the conflict would probably want to get into a back and forth with you. And it's going to take all of our willpower just not to shoot back with the thing that could be the most explosive to meet their energy.
Direct in particular seems like a real delicate dance because, like you say, you're not being combative, but you're being resistant in a way. You're being calm, but you're also being assertive. This is a challenging one, I think.
Yeah, and you know, that does take a lot of practice. I mean, because a lot of folks might not feel that comfortable being that direct. But again, if they see somebody doing it in a way that is, oh, yeah, I think I could do it. And so maybe it's not the next time that they see an incident of harassment happening. Hopefully they do. But maybe the time after that, seeing like 2 instances, I was like, okay, I can do this. I know what to say. And I feel confident enough to do so. And even if it does like not go the way that you might originally plan, you have 4 of the other strategies to rely on. So maybe direct didn't work. Then it is something like delegate, asking somebody else to help you in that instance. Maybe it is somebody who is physically bigger nearby. Hey, can you come here and just help me out here? This guy's yelling at this woman and you look like you could squash him.
Yeah, you said to do this well, it's going to take some practice. So are you suggesting that there's a way to practice this stuff like outside of the loaded situations?
You know, sometimes you're sitting at home thinking about what you would do in this particular instance if you saw this conflict happening, but knowing what these strategies are and hearing and actually reading other people's stories about what happened and what you could have done, or like thinking about like, oh yeah, I could have done it this way, I could have done it that way, is a start for that. But again, the action doesn't have to be incredibly huge. A small gesture goes a long way. Are you okay? What do you need from me in this moment? How can I support you?
That's all, folks. Direct, delegate, document, distract, and delay. You can review all these steps by listening to this week's series. You can also get this training from Hollaback. They are adding new ones all the time. It's going to take about an hour. They're virtual. You can do it from home. You can sign up for Hollaback's bystander intervention training by following the link in our show notes. I want to thank Dax for training us all week. This has been so helpful. We can help. We can get involved. We can do it peacefully. But like Dax says, it's going to take some practice. Let's do it together. Thank you so much for listening. If you love this show, please leave a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. And share it out with your friends. Talk to you soon.